Got the time? That's Anthrax, and I know what you're thinking. The Undercover episode was last week, so why am I playing a Joe Jackson song redone by Anthrax? Well, today is the day in most of the United States that we move the clocks back an hour, so I just want to make sure everybody's got the right time. So if you have clocks that need to be manually moved and you haven't done it yet, don't forget to do it so you're on time for work or school tomorrow. Anyway, that was Anthrax with Joe Jackson's Got the Time. That was from 1990's Persistence of Time by Anthrax. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. This is episode 39 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thank you for stopping by today and checking out another episode of some great rock and roll that you mostly do not hear on the radio. And we're going to keep it going now with a guy that played last night at Reggie's down on Michigan Avenue in Chicago and is playing this afternoon. Actually, at the time I'm recording this, he's probably going to be hitting the stage in about a half hour. I'm talking about Pat Travers, and this is from his 2005 release, PT equals MC squared. This is Wiser Man. a wiser man. That's Pat Travers, who will be tearing up the stage at the Broken Oar in Barrington, Illinois, in just a little while this afternoon. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with a young band out of England. They're called Bigfoot, and they just had a record come out called Bigfoot just a couple of weeks ago. And from that release, this is a tune called Uninvited. You're uninvited. That's Bigfoot, a young band out of England. They just started in 2014, and now in 2017, they've got this record out that sounds great. I definitely suggest you pick it up and crank it up. And another young band carrying the hard rock and heavy metal torch out of England is called Inglorious, and this is from their second release that came out earlier this year. This is No Good For You. We'll be right back.
the start, I'm no good for you.
Good for you. That's Inglorious. And as you've heard me say before, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, my favorite band of this century. I love Inglorious. Glad to see hard rock and heavy metal still being carried on by some younger bands. And we're going to keep it rolling now, going back in time to 1990 for a band out of Indianapolis, Indiana called Sweet F.A. This is Nothing for Nothing.
Today.
Sweet F.A. from their 1990 release, Stick to Your Guns. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, bringing you episode 39 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we continue to feature music ignored by commercial radio. And if you like this podcast and you haven't subscribed yet, just a reminder, it is available in iTunes, Google Play. You can subscribe by email. So any way you want to get this regularly coming to you, it's pretty easy to do. And of course, you can always go to my website, radiobypass.com. And if you have any comments on the show, you want to drop me an email, you can send an email to ralph@radiobypass.com. We're going to keep things going now with something from Aerosmith. Back on November 1st, 1979, they released the album that kind of saw the band really falling apart, and was called Night in the Ruts. And before the album was even completely finished, Joe Perry was out of the band, and Brad Whitford was out just after the recording. So Perry was gone before the record got released on November 1st. But despite all the turmoil the band was in, they really didn't put out a bad record. It just kind of got overlooked, I think, because of all the drama in the band. So anyway, since it is the anniversary of the release of that record, I thought we'd play something off of Night in the Ruts. So this is a tune called Bone to Bone, Coney Island Whitefish Boy from Aerosmith. For Aerosmith, Bone to Bone, Coney Island Whitefish Boy, released November 1st, 1979. Night in the Ruts was the album. And while we're in that groove, I thought we'd keep it going with something from Government Mule. In 1998, they put out a release called Dose. This is a tune called Larger Than Life.
If I concentrate, will it just
A dose of the mule for you, Government Mule, Larger Than Life, Warren Haynes cranking out some great guitar riffs there. And while we're talking about great guitar riffs, I think next up we'll do something from Joel Hoekstra. Joel Hoekstra, I've played before on the podcast. For those of you that aren't familiar with Joel, he's done a lot of different things, including playing in Night Ranger and Whitesnake. And I believe he's still considered a member of Whitesnake at this moment, but Joel plays on a lot of projects and put out his own thing in 2015 called Joel Hoekstra's 13, where he had a lot of different guest musicians come into the studio and lay down some tracks. And from that 2015 release, it was called Dying to Live, and this is the title track.
Hello.
If they believe me, light time.
Joel Hoekstra, Dying to Live, from 2015. That's a great record to check out if you're not familiar with it. Like I said, a lot of guest stars on that record. And Joel, just a great guitar player in his own right. All right, this is Ralph Rasmussen with episode 39 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And we've come to that point in time where we're out of time for today. So please come back next Sunday for some more great rock and roll. And like I said, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast in iTunes or Google Play or email, why don't you do that? Comes in real handy. Each episode, as soon as I get them uploaded, comes straight to you. All right, thanks again for listening to another episode. Be happy to talk to you again next Sunday. I'm going to leave you with something from AC/DC. This is from the album just before the album that broke them big. 1978, they put out a record called Powerage. And then the next year, 79, is when Highway to Hell came out and put them on the map. But from Powerage, this is a great tune called Down Payment Blues. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next Sunday. She's a